السلام عليكم. Today, inshallah, we will explain the lesson of the articulation letters. The Arabic language has a beautiful sound system. So, understanding the makharij helps students to pronounce the letters correctly and read the Quran with clarity. In this lesson, inshallah, I will explain the five main areas of the articulation with a simple way. The first one is the throat or al-halq. The throat is divided into the three parts. The lowest part of the throat, the letters is ha and hamza. The sound is deep and feels like it's coming from the chest area. The middle part of the throat, the letters ha and ayn. These sounds are soft. The highest part of the throat, it's ghain and kha. It's coming from the upper throat near the back of the mouth. These letters have a stronger vibration. The second one is the tongue or al-lisan. Most Arabic letters come from the tongue. So the tongue moves to a different area of the mouth to different sounds. The back of the tongue or the middle of the tongue or the tip of the tongue. The third one is the lips or al-shafatan. When both lips close, we get ba and mim. And when the lips are rounded without closing, we pronounce wow. And when the bottom lips touches the upper teeth, we get the letter of fa. The fifth one is al-khayshum. Al-khayshum, the sound of ghunna, which appears in the letters noon and mim, especially when they have shadda. The fifth one and the last, the jawf, or the empty space. This is where the long vowel sounds come from alif and waw and ya. As a last, understanding the makharij gives the student strong pronunciation.